Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. I hope everybody's having a good Wednesday so far. It's 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast in New York, and it's a little rainy, a little cold. It's happening. You know, the summer's gone, long gone. I mean, Thanksgiving's already here. But to brighten our day a little bit, we have Rainier Wong out of Melbourne, Australia, and the company that he has is Funnyworks. It's funnyworks.com. Rainier, are you there? All right. And we must be having some technical difficulties getting Rainier on the line. Rainier, if you are there, why don't you try giving a call back? Try calling the hotline back. And while we wait for Rainier to give a call back, let's just give you a little feedback about what we've been speaking about with Rainier Wong and his company, Funnyworks. So basically, a really cool company that he's had for a couple of years now, and the focus is online advertising. Now, his clientele, and hold on, we might have Rainier on the line. Rainier, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Good to have you on, Rainier. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you, Rob?
I'm doing very well, doing very well. So I was just telling our audience that, a little bit about Funnyworks and, you know, what it is that you've been doing for a couple of years now. But you know what? Who better to tell this story than you yourself? So why don't you tell everybody about Funnyworks and when it started and what you're trying to do with it?
It was Funnyworks.com was started sometime in 2011,
mm-hmm.
And originally started to sell this downloadable softwares, and I do not really like the softwares. I only a few, and I was actually some sort like an affiliate member of some of these software producers, and I just put the links to their sites, and hopefully they pay a certain percentage if someone buys through me. Then later on, I change it to more like some kind of online advertising stuff. And then I also included some digital art.
Very cool. And so, Rainier, what gave you this cool idea to do online advertising?
Because I have seen online advertising, other people doing online advertising before, and I realized that advertising is very important for businesses as well as individuals.
Sure.
And I believe that helped me to, I feel that I also like to play the role in helping people to get their messages across.
Right. And now, what is it about advertising in general what do you think, the effects that it can have? I mean, is it positive? Are they always positive? Is there negative advertising that you can do? Is there too much?
It can be both positive and negative. Positive, that it helps businesses to get messages across. Also help individuals to know that there are certain products or services that can help meet their needs. But negative also, it depends on what is being used to advertise, the content advertising, that it may also offend certain people. And that's why advertisers be very careful about the content so that it's not offensive.
And now, with that being said, what is your, when it comes to advertising for yourself, is there ever a point where you advertise too much? Can you oversaturate the market with advertisements?
I don't think I have any experience of advertising, and maybe because of I don't speak English as the first language, and then there are certain words that are lacking in my vocab, and that will help me to reach out more people to make my advertisement clearer for everyone to read or see. But I believe that sometimes it is possible that one can over-advertise with this advertising, appear too much, or especially nowadays you have this pop-up ads on whenever you visit a website, and some people, including myself, may find it annoying because you want to, when you click a link, you want to read the content immediately, but there's a sense, all of a sudden there's a pop-up ad that will kind of interrupt the flow.
Sure. Absolutely. And so, Rainier, you're a one-man show, right? I mean, you do everything by yourself.
Yes, in general, by myself.
And do you ever see yourself down the road working with somebody?
Down the road, yes, perhaps in the future, if when the workload is getting heavier, I may get someone to help me to maintain the website, perhaps to put more content on the website and make it more interesting to attract more people.
Sure. And so you're not against outside influence helping you out there, right? I mean, sometimes it does take more than one person.
I've been getting CMC and other people to help me to do the promotion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And as far as social media goes, now, social media, I think, can be a double-edged sword because I feel like people don't know how to use it properly, right? I mean, would you be in agreement with that? So, with that, how often would you suggest? Oh, go ahead. Rainier?
Yes, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
It depends on, because some people, there may be some people who do not know how to use the social media correctly, but some of them are very good in using social media.
Right.
So they know when to tweet and what to tweet, or they know what to paste on Facebook in order to attract a lot of people to
sure, get sure. Now, do you think that that's something that people should pay for? Do you think that they should seek others for help with that, like professional work?
It depends. If they are serious with what they are saying, then they should seek professional help.
Yeah. And so, what are people going to get out of working with FunnyWorks.com?
They can advertise their businesses on FunnyWorks.com. They can also use the art as stock images or photos, whatever they want to call it. Use the images to imagine they can manipulate or can make changes. They'll use this as part of another image that can be used for advertising.
Very cool. And, obviously, every time we talk, I always go over your digital art because I think it's so cool the way that you put together these cool ideas. I mean, really, that's what it is. It's just putting together separate entities into one cool piece, and it's really interesting stuff. Now, with that being said, do you see yourself working harder on the digital art side of things, or is it trying to balance yourself out there?
It appears that I'm more interested in the digital art thing. So most likely I will emphasize more on digital art, but at the same time, I'm not really abandoning advertising because I can use the digital art because people, businesses, and individuals can use the digital art as stock images to include in their own advertising.
Very cool. Now, Rainier, what is your daily activity like for FunnyWorks.com? Take us through a general day for you? You know, do you wake up, have a cup of coffee, and you start thinking about what you need to do for the business for the day?
It's very similar. So I wake up, have a cup of Milo, I seldom drink coffee, and some chocolate drink, and I don't know whether they have Milo in the United States. It's some sort of a chocolate drink, and I do have a breakfast cereal, Kellogg's Cornflakes, or some other things. You know, here we have the Uncle Toby's cereal things in it, and then sometimes I make bread, sometimes I make rice, and very very similar to what you have in the States.
Sure. But now, as far as your workload, the workload goes, what are you trying to do? How do you space your time out?
That's a good question. Because I find myself quite relaxed working on the computer, because at this moment I do not have I do not meet people face to face, so it's more time for me to work on my PC, more time for me to work on my digital art or on my website. It's more time for me to correct any errors I have in
Very
order to make it, my website more reliable.
And so what are you trying to do now to make the website better? Is there anything that you're working on?
I've not worked anything on the website yet, but I'm trying to make it more friendly, more user-friendly, and I should say maybe I rewrite the terms of privacy section so that it's more understandable and more reliable. Because I do not speak English as much as I do when I was in the States, because when I was in the States, I need to use English. That's the way for me to graduate. But now I felt that my English is, am I telling the whole world that the standard of my English is deteriorating, and I need to do something about it. So I think it's also because nowadays, because it's very easy to have this grammar being checked and spelling being checked, and that helps makes me too dependent on those things, and I think that's one reason why the standard of my English is deteriorating, because I do make more spelling mistakes than before, because I don't really check on my own. I just click the button and then it automatically check for me.
Right. And so Rainier, with your ideal client, I mean, do you have a specific type of client that you want to work with, or are you just trying to just get your services out there to everyone that's in need?
In general, I'm trying to reach as many people as possible throughout the world, those who really need to advertise.
Right.
And just to anybody else who like to have enjoy digital art, and they don't need to be advertisers. They can be individuals, ordinary people. They can purchase the digital art from me, and they can give those art. They can print out or do whatever they want, and give it to someone or use it for themselves.
Now, with funnyworks.com, is it a tough sell for you? I mean, when you're talking to people and trying to explain the company, are you, you know, finding that it's not the easiest thing to do?
It's quite a challenging thing to do, because first of all, my name is not easily recognized. The word is not as easy as Facebook or Twitter or USA Today or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of take some time for people to recognize or remember the name. And at first, it gives the impression that it's a place people can get a lot of fun. I used to have, because I used to have jokes as well. And it was actually, I still used to run Funny Books as some sort of online magazine. And you can have everything, news, jokes and stuff, and then videos and so on. And I still have those videos, and I have to upgrade the games and again, because there was a lot there were a lot of games that you can play on funnyworks.com when something happened to the previous hosting service, and as a result, I kind of lost a lot of the games. I need to install those games again, so it takes some time. Hopefully, I can get it done sometime in January or February.
Sure, that'd be great. Yeah, and I mean, in our series in particular, we have this is the 7th episode, so we still have 3 more episodes coming up over the course of the next 3 weeks, I believe. Hopefully, you know, as things progress, you know, we start to pick up, and you start to, tell us about, you know, some of the people that you've worked with here. Now, for everybody that's listening to us, the website again is funnyworks.com. That's FUNIWORKS.com. And, you know, Rainier is based out of Melbourne, Australia, but is certainly looking to work globally and expand his reach, to everybody across the world, no matter what your business is, or if it's even, just to get yourself out there on a personal level. FunnyWorks has a lot of different services that he's trying to provide. And with that, I want to ask, since I mentioned a personal level, what is your favorite part of what you do with FunnyWorks?
I enjoy doing the digital art because I enjoy making images on my computer, and I think that's the most enjoyable part. But I also enjoy writing codes. It's what's called the PHP scripts, and I like to. It's a challenge, and sometimes if things don't go well, I can look in the internet or from books and. In order to get some answers on how to solve certain problems.
So you like the problem solving aspect of things?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, cool. Very cool. And Rainier, you said that you have a pretty good support system, right? I mean, your family is very supportive of what you've been doing.
Yes.
Very nice. That's always important. And how much is your service in comparison to others?
I think it's pretty cheap, actually. Pretty cheap.
And you're charging, $10 Australian, right?
Yeah, around ten something Australian. I think it's around $7 to $8 US. And at this time, I have to make some changes. So because I'm still waiting for the merchant account to be approved. And because they are quite strict here in Australia, they just do not straight away give you the account. And then if the account approved, it's easier for people around the world to pay me. Even though you can just use PayPal, but unfortunately, not everybody is convinced in using PayPal, and though PayPal advertised that it's very easy to use PayPal.
Right. And Rainier, when you're stumped, let's say you hit a point in the day where you're trying to do something, you're trying to figure something out, and you don't necessarily figure out, what do you do to kind of relax, to take a moment and really try to work through it and figure out what you need to do?
It depends. I'm not a very person who really can relax, but sometimes I just walk away, have a drink, water, perhaps go to sleep for a while,
right.
Take a nap, short nap, things like that. I mean, but sometimes I find that if I walk away, I can find the answer quicker. Sometimes, I don't know about some people, but they, But for me, if I keep working on the thing, and then I will not be able to find the solution. But if I walk out of the thing, I will be able to get the idea.
Right, yeah. No, I mean, that's what a lot of people say, you know, when you're trying to create something or work something out, it's always better just to take a breath, right?
Uh-huh, that's right.
Sure. And Rainier, now, your particular work, now, your artwork, obviously. I mean, you do all of your own artwork. And, you know, I'm looking at the logo that you have on the website. And do you ever reach out to people and let them know that you can do logo work for them, too?
So I haven't thought of that, but this is a good suggestion, Jay. Because I'm quite new to myself to logo design. And actually, the logo is actually a combination of the word F, of the letters F and the W. And I just thought, I think it's influenced from Google itself, because Google also has a colorful logo, which I admire, because it's easy to see. It's very, very pleasing to the eye.
Absolutely, yeah. And what inspires you when you're trying to put together something, you know, of an artistic vision?
There's quite a lot of things that inspire me, and I'm inspired by people who can draw very well, especially people who can draw better than I am, especially those famous works that also inspire me. And I'm also inspired by, what should I say, sometimes you can see those posters or book covers or whatever that is very well designed, and that inspired me too.
And with funnyworks.com, now, what do you try to envision for yourself in the next 5 to 10 years with the company? What are you trying to do?
I hope to be able to reach more people and make it more reliable and more user-friendly than it is now. And I hope that it's easier for people to pay me so that I can have more money to improve funnyworks.com. And hopefully in the future I may be able to hire people to create jobs for people.
Very cool. And as we're coming down now to the last about 6 or 7 minutes here of episode 7 with Rainier Wong of funnyworks.com, I always like to find out from our guests their ultimate hobby, their personal hobby, personal dream. What's something that you love doing on a daily basis, and what's something that you ultimately want to do in this world, in this lifetime?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I actually obviously wish to have my business to be more successful than now, as I believe that every business or the business owners wish the same. And I'd like to travel to more places in the world. I have been to the States before. In January, to China twice. I was back there in Seattle in visiting my sister sometime in 2012. And I hope to visit more countries. I hope to go to Hong Kong one day, and hope to Taiwan and to some Asian countries. And perhaps in the future, maybe just visit an African country. I went to Africa before, which I hope to see, maybe perhaps South Africa, because Taiwan claims that is the most advanced African country, and I wish to see how advanced the country is. I also hope to go to Europe one day.
And what about, what is it about Australia that you love most?
I like the the peaceful lifestyle here. Peaceful, it's quite peaceful here, even though you may hear read the news that there may be problems once in a while, but in general, it's quite a peaceful place. And Melbourne is famous for being the most livable city in the world. I think it still holds the title. And it's the transport system is quite good, but it was better in the 90s, but it's still quite good compared to other places.
Sure. Yeah, I've only heard the greatest of things about Australia. I haven't actually been there yet, but I know how you always hear about how beautiful it is. The weather is really nice, and seasonally now, what's the weather like over there right now?
In general, it's supposed to be summer, mm-hmm. but today the temperature is around 21 Celsius. I don't know. I think it's around 60 something in. Mm-hmm. Fahrenheit, if I'm not wrong. So sometimes it can be hot, sometimes it can be cool, depending. I think it's because Australia is some sort of like an island, and
right.
The reason why the temperature is not constant throughout the day or throughout the month.
Very interesting. And Rainier, with the success that you plan on having, right, what do you think is going to be the key to your success? What's the secret to what you're trying to accomplish? How are you going to do it?
As I said before, if it's a secret, then I will not share it because it's a secret, but I can tell you that one has to be persistent, one has mm-hmm. to work hard, and working hard is not enough, one has to be smart, willing to learn new things, and willing to humble myself. And I cannot say that I know everything in the world. So if I have the attitude of saying that I know everything in the world, then I will not be able to miss out all those any good things that will help me or help with my business.
Right. So what's one avenue that you want to work on that you think you can do better at?
I believe I can do the digital art.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I can work on and just enjoy it the most. And hopefully I can just improve myself so in the future that more people can willing to use my digital art for advertising or for any other purposes that can be useful to them.
Sure. Absolutely. And Rainier, if you weren't doing funnyworks.com and online advertising and digital art, what would you be doing? In an alternative life, what would you be doing right now?
Running some sort of business, some kind of online music business. And mm-hmm. it's also quite new, and I'm trying to create music using my computer. And so I tried to sing, also unfortunately, my singing wasn't very good. I do not even have a proper microphone, so it wasn't, the singing part wasn't doing well. So nowadays I only create and arrange music using my computer, using this MIDI software. And trying to pay for this what's that called, remastering, and hopefully this time I will do better.
Very cool. Well, Rainier, unfortunately we're running out of time for tonight's show, but again I want to remind everybody that we do have you coming back on for three more episodes. And each show, it'll be a week from today, obviously. We've been doing Wednesdays between the 6:30 p.m. time slot here in New York and the 11 p.m. time slot, which, over by you is already Thursday in Australia. But, Rainier, I do want to thank you for coming on today. Check out the website, funnyworks.com. That's FUNIWORKS.com. So, Rainier, we're going to see you next week, all right?
Okay.
All right, well, thanks again for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Take care, everybody, and have a good night.